Thank you. And those folk who know me here know that I'm always full of stories. And I could tell you some good ones, some funny ones, some sad ones. But today I chose to talk to you about something that's going on right now. There's no greater joy in the world than being a servant for Christ. Amen. Wherever God puts you, here in the United States or across the world, and it's been our privilege. I've been a Christian this year for 50 years. I've been a preacher of the gospel for 46 now, and most of that not in English. But God has been so good to us. But this year, well, in the last couple of years, I've been to Germany and Canada and Fiji and Mongolia and China and Japan and Philippines and a lot of other places. But this year, there were two things I really wanted to do. One was our military our missionaries to the military in Europe were having their field conference at Normandy. And they had services on Omaha Beach and got to spend time together. And I was a Marine. I wanted to go so badly. And I had almost made my reservation, but then something else happened, and I wanted to go somewhere else worse than I wanted to go to Normandy, and that's saying something. I ended up going to Fiji. Let me tell you the story. It started summer of last year, 2012. Some of our missionaries were meeting in Fiji. They come in from different islands in the South Pacific. And they were meeting there, and they were having a meal in a hotel restaurant, a small place. And this gentleman walked in. He had on blue jeans, pullover shirt. But there were some men around him, looked like bodyguards. And one of our missionaries said to our director, "That's the prime minister." And he said, "It's not either. That's the gardener. He's got on blue jeans." And he just got up and went over to this man, stuck out his hand, introduced himself, started talking, and it was the prime minister. Well, he told him his name, and he tried to pronounce the name. He couldn't even pronounce the man's name. He messed it up. But he told him who he was and witnessed to him and had a little fun with him. They had their picture taken together. And when Brother Brooks came back, he put that picture of himself and the prime minister in his Bible. And every day when he would open his Bible, he would pray for the prime minister and for Fiji. And then God burdened his heart about witnessing to this man again. And he wrote him a letter, and then they made some phone calls. That was summer of last year. And Brother Alan Brooks was telling the prime minister about what we do in a lot of our mission fields, giving out Bibles. We've given out millions over in Eastern Europe and recently in Solomon Islands and down in Ushuaia, Argentina, and other places. And he said, "Sir, would it be all right if we came to Fiji and gave out Bibles?" He said, "You can come to Fiji and give them out in our schools." Well, Brother Brooks said, "We would love to do that. How many students are you talking about?" Well, the prime minister's calculating, and he says, "Well, high school, junior high school, 75,000. And then so county elementary schools, 220,000 Bibles. We didn't have a penny. That was the last summer, and we did a little DVD and sent it out to some churches and Christian schools. And one church in Virginia, they said, "We'll give every Wednesday night offering this summer to buy Bibles." Christian schools would say, "Our class will take on a class in Fiji." And from last summer to this summer, these 220,000 whole King James Bibles were printed. Maps in the back, cross references, Bible dictionary in it, three pages with a plan of salvation in the front, two pages of Christian growth, the front cover inside blank so that a church or missionary near that school could put their church information right in it. And they would go with us. And anyway, they were printed on former communist printing presses in Belarus for about $2.30 a Bible. That's just unbelievable. Beautiful Bibles. Special covers that would not mold in the humidity and heat in Fiji. But I want you to think a moment. 220,000 times $2.30. I don't know if your mind goes that far, but we're talking, folk, about $500,000, $500,000. And from last summer to this summer, it came in. And I wanted to go to Normandy, but I wanted to go to Fiji. And in June, I got to go in the first wave of giving out Bibles. And the 2 weeks I was there, we gave out 15,000 Bibles. Before the summer break, we gave out all 75,000 to every high school student, junior high school student, teachers, faculty, staff, so on, in the schools. They had a summer break, and right now we're finishing up giving out all the Bibles in the elementary schools, 220,000 Bibles. The young people, not only did we get to give them out, we went with them. We took teams in from churches and some of us, and we'd go to Hindu schools, Muslim schools, Catholic schools, government schools, and have a big opening assembly, give a testimony, explain the Bible, say, would you please read these pages about the plan of salvation? This is a pastor that's with us, and if you have questions about this, here's this pastor, this missionary, you go to their church or give them a call. And then Brother Brooks would say, he was often leading the thing, he would say, Brother Godfrey, come up and tell them how this book changed your life. And I would get the opportunity to go up and tell about the salvation I have in Christ and what this book means. And then after the end of the ceremony, by the way, you know, we would sing them a song and they would sing a song to us. And their national anthem in Fiji is to the tune of Beulah Land, about God Bless Fiji. And we would have 800, 900, 1,000, 1,500 students many days. We would go to three or four schools every day, give the gospel multiple times, sing them a song, have a little fun with them. And then we would go to the stacks of Bibles, and they would come forward one by one, and we would give the shake their hand, put a Bible personally in their hand. Well, we were in this Hindu school, and that day they brought them all outside, and there were over 1,000 students standing out in the sun, but it started to rain. And the principal there didn't really want us there anyway. She said, oh, we'll have to get the kids back in their classroom. And Brother Brooks was standing there and kind of scared some of us, but he bowed his head and said, dear Lord, would you stop this rain right now so we can give these Bibles out? And young people, it didn't just taper off. Immediately the rain stopped. Not a drop. Till we'd given out all those Bibles. And some of those Hindu kids came to us afterwards and they said, the Christian God has big ears. And they said, we know now the Christian God is a lot more powerful than all of our gods. And I'm finished with my story today, except to tell you that that thing is going on. There are students from 14 other nations in Fiji in their school system. And now the emails we're getting from the churches and missionaries out there is that every service they're having, people are showing up in church saying, our kids got a Bible in school and we want to come see what it's about. And they're in church and people are being saved. So if you think that God's work is not exciting and going on, you just haven't been out there. Go with any of us who take trips, young people out. We would be glad for you to go and see what God's doing.